If I were to ask you to turn to my favourite scripture passage for Christmas, I wonder what you'd say. Would you say perhaps the opening chapters of Matthew, the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise? Or perhaps the opening chapters of Luke? For those of you who want to go a little bit deeper into the doctrine of the incarnation, perhaps we might even look at Philippians 2. But no, I'm going to go back to the Old Testament, to Genesis chapter 35. This is a prophecy in type. Somebody has defined prophecy as history written in advance. And at Genesis 35, it says in verse 16, "And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was a little way to come to Ephrath." You know, names in Scripture are very interesting and they're very important. We give people names, our children, and place names, for various reasons. Maybe we want to perpetuate a family name, or some people want to break that mold and they want to get something new. I have a relative in America who is very keen on genealogy. She's going through the family tree, and she wrote to me when she found out where I was and asked me if I could give her some information on the outside of the family. And she said, "The laws are very unimaginative. We all, you know, the Johns and the James and the Roberts, they keep coming up over and over again." She seemed to want to have something different. So we give people names sometimes because we like the sound of it. But names in Scripture had a meaning. Bethel. Whenever you see the word Beth, you know it means household. Bethlehem is the house of bread. Bethany is the house of figs, I think it was. Bethesda, the house of mercy. Bethel. El was the singular name of the sovereign God. The first mention of the word is in Genesis 14 when Abraham's coming back from the slaughter of the kings and he meets Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Bethel, the house of God. They're going from Bethel and they're going to Ephrath. And if we read on a little bit further, we'll find out where Ephrath was. "And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labour. Came to pass when she was in hard labour that the midwife said to her, 'Fear not, thou shalt have this son also.' Came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon the grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day." So they journeyed. Who are they? Well, they was Jacob and his family. And they're coming from the house of God to Ephrath. And we saw that Ephrath was Bethlehem. You remember when the Lord Jesus was born, the wise men came from the east looking for him. They'd seen his star in the east. And they came to Herod and they're looking for this one who was born king. And of course Herod pricked his ears. He was interested too. But they called the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders. Where is this coming king to be born? And of course they knew their Old Testament. They knew Micah 5 and 2. "Thou Bethlehem Ephrathah," that's Ephrath. "Though there be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, who shall be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." So they're coming from the house of God to Bethlehem. I think you can see where I'm going here. The Lord Jesus Christ came from the very presence of God. We read in Psalm 45 that all his garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces. The hymn writer has said, "Our Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and myrrh their texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrilled. Out of the ivory palaces, into this world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Saviour go." So he's coming from the house of God, from the very presence of God, to Bethlehem. Rachel has this son, and she calls him Benoni. Ben in the Old Testament is like Bar in the New Testament. It means son of. Benoni, son of my sorrow. In Isaiah 53 we read concerning the Lord Jesus Christ that he is the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He went through this scene of suffering, a scene of rejection right from the very commencement. He came unto his own received him not. He knew the sorrow of rejection. He knew the sorrow of sympathy. You see him weeping at Lazarus' grave. He knew the sorrow, the exceeding sorrow, in anticipation in Gethsemane. He knew the sorrow of rejection at Gabbatha in Pilate's judgment hall, and he knew the ultimate sorrow of forsaken of God on the cross at Golgotha. The man of sorrows, Benoni, son of my sorrow. But then Rachel died. Rachel is a type of the nation of Israel. There's a verse in Matthew chapter 2, and it's taken from Jeremiah 31. There was a voice in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, for they were not. You know, this wicked man Herod, he listened to these wise men and he did a bit of calculations. When did you see the star? When did you get here? And he figured it out, that this one who was born king must be not older than 2 years. And so he sent out that terrible edict that all the male children 2 years and younger were to be killed. And then was fulfilled this prophecy of Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah. Ramah was a little place just near Jerusalem. Rachel weeping for her children. The whole nation is in agony, weeping. Weeping for her children because they were not. So Rachel dies. Rachel was the one through whom this son came into the world. Israel was the nation through whom the Messiah came into the world. But they rejected him. And Israel was set aside. In type, it died. Now I know God has not finished with Israel yet. But in Romans 11 we read that blindness and part has happened unto Israel. So Rachel dies, and his father gives him a new name. He calls him Benjamin. Benjamin means son of my right hand. The right hand is the place of power. It's the place of authority. The father said to the son, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies a footstool of thy feet. You know, it's interesting that Benjamin, or Benoni, he's the only son of Jacob who was named by his father. All the others were named by either Leah or Rachel. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. So she named them. She also named the sons of her handmaiden Zilpah, and that was Gad and Asher. Rachel, of course, she named her sons Joseph and Benoni. She also named the sons of Bilhah, her handmaiden, that was Dan and Naphtali. But this one, Benjamin, was named by his father. Takes our minds to Philippians 2, doesn't it? God has highly exalted him. This one who came from his presence to Bethlehem. This one who was the man of sorrows. This one who went to the cross of Calvary. God has highly exalted him. Given him a name which is above every name. You know, in the Ephesian epistle it tells us that it was a name that was above every name, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, there's a lot of people today refer to Jesus, and it's a lovely name. We sing in the chorus, don't we? It's a lovely, lovely name, the name of Jesus. But there's a difference between Jesus and the name of Jesus. The best explanation I've heard of that, I think, is that there's a woman in the UK at the present time, her name is Elizabeth, a very common name. There must be hundreds of women throughout the world who are called Elizabeth, but this Elizabeth has a name which no other Elizabeth has. What is the name of Elizabeth? It's Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth. If she were to come here this morning, we'd not welcome her as Elizabeth, we'd welcome her as Her Majesty. What is the name of Jesus? Jesus was a common name. It's the New Testament name of the Old Testament, Joshua, Jehovah's Savior. The name of Jesus is Lord. You know, it's interesting that you never read of any disciple ever addressing the Lord Jesus Christ by his personal name. They called him Master, they called him Lord, called him Rabboni, Teacher, never by his personal name. You know, his names are wonderful. Isaiah 9:6, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's like several stars, but this is the whole galaxy. In the Gospels, you'll find that he is referred to as Jesus Christ. Jesus is the name of his humiliation, his humanity. Christ is the name of his exaltation. And so the emphasis there is on his humiliation. The one who is now exalted was once humbled. Jesus connects him to the Father, Jehovah Savior. Christ connects him to the Holy Spirit, the Anointed One. So we have the triune God there, the Son, Jesus Christ. In the epistles, more often than not, he is called Christ Jesus. That title you'll never find in the Gospels. The emphasis there is on his exaltation. The one who is now exalted who is given a name above every name was the one who was once humbled, Jesus Christ. So Benjamin was this new name, son in my right hand. And so I'll just leave this little passage with you and bring it over into the New Testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ came from the very presence of God. He came to Bethlehem. The nation of Israel put herself outside of the blessing. We are now living in the times of the Gentiles. Blindness and part has happened unto Israel. God has given him a new name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. You know, that reminds us of his deity. In Isaiah 45, you read that it is Jehovah to whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. The New Testament says it is the Lord Jesus Christ. From Titus, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour. Now, I wasn't a very good English student. I remember this. If you have one definite article and two nouns, the two nouns refer to the same person. So there you have the great God and our Saviour. The is the definite article. The two nouns are the great God and the Saviour. So the God and the Saviour are the same person. The Saviour and God is the same person. And we're left in no doubt as to who it is. The great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. He's the one we worship. You know, I love the closing verses of Luke 24. The Lord Jesus Christ says, let his disciples out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hand, his nail-pierced hand, in blessing. That's the last view you get of him on this earth. He's blessing his people. And he's taken up into heaven. And the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Luke, says, and they worshipped him. They worshipped him. Hebrews 7, when he bringeth his firstborn into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. And so as we enter into this Christmas season, there's a lot of frivolity going on, and I don't say that we shouldn't rejoice, of course we should. But let's remember, there's a lot of debate. You listen to the talkback radio, you listen to the debate that's going on as to whether we should tell the kids about Santa Claus and all the rest of it. There's very, very little, if anything, said about the Christ of God. And the way things are going, we're going to find it more difficult to make it known that neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We are told that we've got to accommodate these other people who are coming in who have different beliefs. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so, as we go into this season, just remember that, I'm sure we will, that he came from the very presence of God to Bethlehem. But God has given him a name. And this coming a day, and every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we are in the blessed position that we are accepted in him.